This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I shouldn't even say it, but I got so triggered by this. Probably because I've lived this scenario in a less tense situation. So here it is, DZ. Am I the jerk for asking? Well, this is how she started it out. Give her a name.
Venus.
She wants to know, is my husband and I the jerk for wanting his two kids that he has with his ex to change school districts or for her to move closer to us so they can be bused from either of the households to and from school?
Wait, what?
Which would make all three of our job situations easier, including hers. Basically, this is the stepmom writing in wanting, they want to switch the kids to their school district.
Okay, I'm following.
So here's what she says. When they got divorced, his ex required him to move to the same county. So we did. We could not find a decent house in the exact same city she lived in, but we did 10 to 15 minutes away.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. That's Milwaukee.
Right.
Since then, he or even I have been doing the majority of the driving for the 50-50 custody and placement for pickups and drop-offs. Okay. Flash forward, we're married now and have a child who's 3 years old, who will begin school, hence the discussion of change of schools.
Right.
His kids are 7 and 9. Our circumstances have changed now that we have a kid. Our child's first year of school is the same year the oldest switches to middle school.
Oh.
And that starts an hour earlier than the grade school. And the middle child still remains at the grade school. Starts an hour later. Mm. We're in an entire different district, 15 minutes away, for our youngest. Starts at the exact same time as the grade school in the other district. She's laying out all these reasons that they should basically move the kids to the district her and her husband are in
now. Some justifications, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Because then they can all be bused. She said his ex is in a first-time position. He's in a first shift full-time position,
got
right?
It.
They both have first shift jobs.
That's tough.
So now the stepmom's doing all the driving.
Yeah.
She said, due to the upcoming changes in start times and the little ones also starting school, we need to reevaluate what's best for everyone. The whole family. Here's the background. She has no family or friends causing her to stay in that school district and lives in a month-to-month apartment. She has expressed difficulty with her job and drop-offs and pickups as well, and recently expressed money issues. Changing schools and her moving so they can be bused to and from would allow her to have more time and work to make more money.
It would.
Her main arguments, the oldest child doesn't want to change because she has a friend in her school, which we promise she can still have play dates outside of school.
Yeah.
With that friendship. And then she said, we're all for giving them choices on things so they feel in control of their own lives. We also feel there's a limit to that when the choice affects everyone else in the family. Adults, jobs, other kids, two schools.
I hear it.
We as adults have to make those decisions because it's in the best interest of everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to be considered. Mm-hmm. As of right now, it's an absolute refusal from her with no budge on anything. Mm-hmm. Venus. Okay. So basically, she's the stepmom.
Yep.
Her and her husband had their own child who's about to start school.
Right.
And now they want to move his kids to their district to make it more convenient for all of the kids.
Wouldn't it, though?
It would for them.
It would make it a lot easier.
The mom doesn't care. Let me tell you something. I've been through this.
Mom doesn't care?
The mom doesn't care.
Really?
That's not why? The step kid is not her kid. I know. It's like
true.
Or her ex's new kid is. My kids have a stepbrother.
Right.
And my kids were in school already. By the time this discussion even came up, and it came up where, well, why don't they start in our school district? Because my ex and I live in two different districts.
Right.
And he's got a stepkid in a different, and I said, no, my kids are established. They're in a school district.
Yep.
We're here.
Yep, we're here.
We're not moving anything. You chose to buy a house in a different district when they were already going, much like this scenario.
Right.
And they're saying, well, we couldn't find a house. Fair, fine, not my problem.
Right.
But you chose to live 15 minutes away from where your children went to school, and now you're going, but now that I have a kid, it's not working out. We need to move them. Well, now that's where I get annoyed. It's like, well, you knew everything was established.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, well, now I'm making it easier for me or everyone or just me?
Or is it just me?
Because she's the one doing all the driving.
Right.
So it's like,
if it does facilitate it, though, I almost hear it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. everybody has trouble with pickup and drop off in their scenario, right? Because dad's working the first shift, she's working the first shift. The mother, not stepmother, has expressed her inability to sometimes get them on time or drop them off, whatever. If one of the kids is already making a transition, that's half the battle right there. You're not going to be sitting there with all the same people in school, because my only thought is you don't want to uproot these kids from their friendships, lives, all of that.
Why are they moving? Why are you moving schools? Is it to make it convenient for you? That's at the end of the day.
But why is the mother, and hear me out, I don't want to be triggering.
No, ask.
Why is the mother being so stubborn when she's month to month at a place and already discussing her troubles?
You're saying, well, because you still have to move. You still have to find a place. Saying all this is easy in theory. We'll just move to our school district. Well,
okay.
How do you know she's in a position to do that? How do we know where she lives compared to her work? I don't know. We don't know any of that.
Maybe she needs that month to month because of the uncertainty of a lot of it.
I have no idea.
Hey, I'm following.
But I do say there was a point in here where they talk about how this, you know, they don't like the biological mother doesn't like them in wraparound care. Well, that's something I would just say, screw you. And if you got to pay for daycare,
you got
to pay for
that.
Daycare when they're on your time. That's just ridiculous. True. So I say jerk. Because I don't like it that she's trying to uproot the other kids based on her kid now. That's what I don't like.
Okay.
And maybe I'm triggered because I went through this. And in the end, we have now, my kids are in one district and their stepbrother's in a different one.
But it's relative
and that's what
experience.
Happens. And it happens with families.
And it happens all the time.
All the time.
I remember I moved districts a lot and I hated it as a kid.
See?
It's because we would move from one house to the next. But it's not like I didn't find friends. You know, you spend a couple weeks as the awkward new kid. Okay, it happens. Then you make a transition from elementary school to middle school. And then everybody's the awkward new kid because you're in new classes, new experiences. I gotta lean towards not the jerk, man. It's giving. It makes everybody's life easier. Why are we trying to keep it difficult?
I don't know. Somebody said all the texts are actually the texts are coming in. Let's take the calls next, and then we'll read some of the texts. How's that?
You're saying jerk, right?
I'm saying jerk. Yes, right. I'm saying I get why you're stressed out. These kids are it's stressful to drive them back and forth, but. This is what we said. This is
you got to make it happen, don't we?
You bought a house in a different district.
That's on you.
You knew he had two kids in a different district. I don't know what to tell you. That's where I go as a mom who's dealt with this.
Yeah.
So 414-533-1037. Are her and her husband the jerks for wanting to switch the kids' school?
The jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. We gave her the name of Venus. She wants to know if her and her husband are the jerks for wanting his two kids that he has with his ex to change school districts. For them to move closer, and the mom too, to move closer so they can all be bused instead of them having to drive to the other school district. She's saying this would make everyone's life easier because now they have a kid of their own and they want all the kids in the same school district.
Couldn't it bring the family, that blended family, just that much closer together if y'all live closer, same schools, all the relatives can take care of each other, and then it's an easier job for everybody.
I felt that way when my ex bought a house in another school district. So, I mean, I'm not trying to shoot shots here, but I'm just saying that you could have said that as well when they lived in a different city.
Sure.
Now, the mom here says we couldn't find a house near that school.
They tried,
they're saying. So
maybe they didn't try hard enough.
I don't know. Because we don't know any of those details. So let's start with LaToya in Milwaukee, our girl. And LaToya, she's got a blended family. Hey, LaToya.
That's right.
Good morning.
Morning, Toya.
Okay, are they the jerks for asking his ex to switch the kids' school?
They are the jerk. Mm. Yes, they are.
Okay. Reasons.
So, So first off, I'm an educator, and then I'm a mom of a nice little blended family. Mm-hmm. So, as an educator, I go off the fact of the matter that we have to realize that all of our children are different. So, at some point, they have to realize that even, like, their school district school might not work for their children. So, that's one. And secondly, with me having four kids, two of my boys are the same age, once again, blended family.
Right.
And they came out of middle school. We let them pick their high school.
Oh.
So right now, I have to take care of four different schools all at the same time.
Yikes.
Some of them start at the same time. Some of them end at the same time. And I literally just have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. That's a part of parenting, ain't
Yeah. But yeah. So you say she's the jerk for wanting the kids to switch school districts.
For even suggesting it.
I mean, and you said it. You said that at some point in the reading that the stepmom is like, maybe we'll just do wraparound care. Yeah, just do wraparound
That was one of her things. And she said that the ex demands for them to not be in wraparound care. Well, I would just say, well, then we're at an impasse because we have to put them in wraparound care so we can work.
Fair.
At some point, you've got to. There's a compromise right there.
I don't
think the compromise is moving the whole damn district. Well, I don't think that's a compromise.
Moving
the
whole dang family,
get
more
some
like
child care while you both have to work.
Yep.
And then, yeah.
And then get over it.
Yeah, that part of parenting that sucks. Yeah.
Right.
Deal with it and get over it. Yeah.
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 If that's not on their days, then the mother does not have. I mean, it's not like they're sending the kids to a random, like, home sitter. They're sending them to the school.
Right.
That takes all day. So what's the difference?
Right. You're trusting them with people at the school. Right.
I got points.
I know. All right. Well, thank you. And we appreciate your perspective, especially being from a blended family.
And an educator. Yeah. Have a great day, LaToya.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Dog, I didn't think about the fact that the school system, the teachings, it might not feed the child the way their school district does. And you don't want to do that to a kid.
Well, and you already have, you know, and who knows, every family's different.
Right.
But there are different issues when parents are split, right? So you want to keep some stability. For me, at least, I try to keep it as stable as I can from house to house. And so you add a move and a school and all that. Well, you're already trying to keep it.
100%. No,
100%. Now you're throwing everything up again for kids that are already all over the place.
Let's add another ball to juggle.
I'm just, again.
You're not wrong.
You have to be able to adapt, but they're still kids. These are kids.
Fair.
Ariana's in Waukesha. Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning.
Okay.
I think she's not the jerk. Ooh. And the reason why is because she doesn't own a house. Your situation, you owned a house. So
fair.
I understand trying to uproot your children from the house.
Fair.
You live in an apartment. They live in an apartment. She may struggle month to month. Maybe moving the kids might be a cheaper price on an apartment. I don't know. We don't know those.
That's
facts.
A fair point. I owned a house when that happened when we talked about switching the kids' district already, and I was like, no, the kids are here. I own a house. The kids go here.
Listen, I got a mortgage.
Figure it out.
No,
but yeah, I'm wondering if I had an apartment, if I still would have stood my ground based on the kids, or if it would have been petty. I don't know.
Would have been considerable.
It was definitely not even a question in my mind. It was like, they're in a school. We're not moving.
Right.
Good talk.
I like what Ariana's saying, though. So, it is a difference when you have that homestead versus a month-to-month apartment. Mm-hmm. Let's weigh it out. Which one's easier to kind of lateral from? Mm-hmm. The apartment, obviously.
Well, somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. Life is all about change, and kids need to learn to be comfortable with change, too, as they grow into adults. I agree.
Valuable.
But there's a lot of changes. So
we're split 50-50. One jerk, one not the jerk. We appreciate your call, Ariana.
Thank you.
Bye.
And this text is so true. Regardless, owning a home or renting, this is kind of what I said earlier. Picking up your house to move is not that easy nowadays. You have one. Prices of things, moving, the cost of moving, a down payment or whatever, or a month's rent if you need one.
Whatever, right.
It's
first and the last, baby.
Finding one that's open that you can afford. It's not just like pick up and go.
And sometimes you end up just making the sacrifice and living somewhere you don't want to.
Somebody else said if the move was the dad's idea, it would be different. Huh.
Oh.
But that also invalidates the stepmom, which is hard because I feel like you do need to give the stepmom some. They're married, like it's your kid's stepmom. Mm-hmm. She should have some say.
Sam's
in East Troy. Not all the say, but some say.
Some say, blended family things.
Ah, Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Which way are you triggered?
We're split. What do you say?
Definitely the jerk. How entitled of a human being are you to expect the woman that's living in a rental situation to uphold their life and move closer to you because it's inconvenient for you to take
that was the way I read it.
School.
It was annoying me in that
driving,
sense. Yeah.
I'm literally driving an hour right now to take my son to school because we don't live in the same district. We live nowhere near each other.
I knew this would trigger people that deal with this all the time.
You're driving to the border?
Dang! I cannot buy a house right now. And I pick him up on Fridays, too. And I feel bad because he's in wraparound care 24-7. Like, he wants to be in park and rec. He wants to be in soccer. And he can't do that because he's always at school. This kid's at school, like, 10 hours a day. That's ridiculous.
Right.
And so I don't – and I'm sure there's a lot of other kids out there that would love to, you know, be able to get out there. I was – I've been a stay-at-home mom forever. He should have went to school by me so I could have picked him up and dropped him off in an easy, you know, thing every day. But that didn't work out. But, no, she – she is so out of line for requesting this. Like, when you're renting right now, trying to get even a rental place, we're inflation is the craziest I have seen it, like, in being an adult. And I, how am I supposed to have enough money for first and last month's rent if I have to move to a rental? Yeah. How am I going to have 25 grand to put on, you know, on a house?
Yeah.
Interest rates are the highest they've ever been. And then trying to buy a house right now in this market, the houses go, you know, within 2-3 days. So how are you supposed to realistically find somewhere around them?
And well, who and
living
Sam,
where they're at
Sam,
is any cheaper?
Sam, take a breath.
Oh,
Sam, take a breath. Take a breath. Take a breath. Roll the window down. You sound hot.
Your energy is fire. She is on a roll right now.
Seriously. She was bing, 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 bing.
I know who I want to fight for me next time I get into a mouth war.
For real.
Sam's coming over to fight for me. She would, dude.
But tell me.
I'm gonna throw hands.
No, you don't have to throw hands. Just your mouth.
Throw words. Just keep throwing words. You're good at that. For real, though. Listen, everything she said, though, made great points.
Mm-hmm.
At no point in time did I go, no, no, no. Everything was, yeah.
Somebody texted in and said, remember, she would also have to move with two small kids. Girl, bye. That's what they texted in. I went, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just her moving. She's moving with a 7 and a 9-year-old on top of all of that.
Oh,
if she,
yeah.
If the mom moves. Like, we didn't even put that in there.
Nope. When you add that in, of course she's, dog. Yeah, she's the jerk for even thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sam, appreciate your call.
All right, Sam, you said jerk.
Bye.
She was fun. She's a jerk.
She's like, and another thing.
And I'm not done.
She's like, I got an hour drive. I got another thing to say.
She was talking 100 miles a second.
Well, I think that's the point is there's lots of parents, whether it be my ex or her, who drive for their kids.
An hour.
And don't complain. And it sucks, but we figure it out depending on living situations and blended families.
Yep.
And there's so many moving parts. But to kind of sweep it and go, it's easy for her, the stepmom, I feel like, to sweep it and go, well, this would be a great scenario for everyone. Well, yeah, that's what you say, right? Of course, it's for you in your mind have painted the perfect scenario.
The reality is it's the perfect scenario for you. And it's 100% self-serving.
And she's also getting screwed.
Yep.
Because she's doing all the driving for the dad and the
self-serving
the ex
at the end of the day.
She's even more awkward.
But it gets worked out. Mm-hmm.
Jerk.
Yeesh.
All right.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.